Well, these are loans, so no, they don't show up on the balance sheet of the government. They can actually they have to be paid back. Again, they're not grants, they're not gifts. So, at a time if we were asking for grants or for handouts, we're not. Loans that can and will be repaid.
The drought has been going on for 3 years now in some areas, and it's certainly not a new story. Why has it taken the NFF this long to come up with this policy?
Well, now we had the policy that went to Cabinet in February that was supported by the government, and that was a substantial, input into the drought regions. At the time, we said that we hoped we didn't have to come back in October and November if the drought hadn't broken, and it hasn't. And unfortunately, the forecasts look very bleak for many areas. Now, we want to get to the stage where we can actually work on the long-term structural drought package.
And that is a very topical point, the fact that Australia doesn't have at the moment a long-term drought policy. Why put up a proposal or a policy from the NFF that is another, supposedly in some people's opinion, perhaps a band-aid solution rather than more long-term suggestions?
Well, I guess it's the environment that we're in politically. We'd had hoped the drought would have broken and that the packages that were put forward in February by the federal government would have worked. But again, we're still here. The drought hasn't broken.
But why didn't you have the foresight even a year ago or 8 months ago at least to think that you needed to have a more long-term strategy?
Well, we've been talking about the long-term strategy, but again, it's been trying to fix the here and now. And also, you actually have to have the political climate where they're prepared to sit down and talk about long-term drought reform, drought strategies. We have a review of the taxation system, which I think will be very important around some of those mechanisms around preparedness.
Do you think you have the political climate, an agriculture minister and a government that is serious about long-term drought reform?
Well, we're trying to have that discussion, and I know there are certain members in the parliament that are. Again, it's a unique political climate at the moment. There are so many things that are in play, and drought keeps getting pushed to the side.
So the NFF is finding it difficult to lobby government for a long-term drought policy?
Well, we're trying to engage, and it's not only just government, it's also the state governments. At the moment, we only have two governments that are actually participating in drought policy and in drought funding, and that's the Queensland government and the federal government. Now, New South Wales and Victoria, we need those governments engaged. We need the farmers and the farm organisations to continue to pressure those governments to actually come to the table.
One idea being discussed in the farm sector at the moment is multi-peril crop insurance. So that's where farmers can take out insurance to cover the damages when crops fail or are wiped out. It means the government and taxpayers only become involved when absolutely necessary. Why isn't that part of this policy you've released today?
Well, industry is working on multi-peril, and they're even talking about whole of farm insurance. So it's not just in relation to cropping. Again, there's a number of packages that are out there. Western Australia had a very successful underwriting a few years ago. Again, the industry needs to come together to land where it wants to land with multi-peril, but we also need some level of government support to get it over those initial years.
How often is the NFF consulted by the government before these sorts of drought announcements are actually made?
Well, there is some dialogue. The fine details of it, we don't get to see that. But we regularly speak to the minister, the minister's office, and that's how it should be, and that's the key role of the NFF.
Are you getting frustrated, though, with this government? Because we're hearing copious amounts of stories of a tightly controlled cabinet, and is that flowing into issues like funding for drought loans not being available soon enough?
Oh, I think it's a very complex political situation that we have down here, and also we understand and hear a lot about the budgetary constraints, and we wish that there was more money available, and certainly these communities are in dire straits. It's the farmers, it's also the businesses and the whole of these communities, and that's why we continue to try to fight for packages that will be put on the table.